the rise of the imperial feminine. If democratic hopes are fulfilled, Hillary Rodham Clinton will shortly become the 45th president of the United States, the first of the female gender to do so. While that is indeed remarkable, it should be noted that the majority of America's population is female, which shows us just how undemocratic the U.S. political system really is. The brilliant wife of America's second president, Abigail Adams, wife of John, implored him to, in her words, remember the ladies. He, like most husbands, ignored her, and almost two centuries would pass before women got the vote. But the world has had its share of female leaders, and striving to outrun their male counterparts, many a woman leader has unleashed the dogs of war, from Cleopatra of Ptolemaic Egypt to queens of England. In the modern era, Golda Meir of Israel, Indira Gandhi of India, and Margaret Thatcher of Britain played the bloody game once regarded as the sport of kings. Meir waged war against Arabs. Thatcher unleashed her troops against Argentina over the Falkland Malvinas Isles. And Gandhi ordered an internal war against the Sikhs, shattering their holiest shrine, the Golden Temple of Amritsar. Females in positions of power must assume a hyper-masculine, muscular, martial stance. They do this to prove they are, after all, one of the boys. And Hillary Rodham Clinton is truly just one of the boys. While a senator, she voted for the Iraq War, regarded by most foreign policy experts as the nation's worst foreign blunder. She prevailed as Secretary of State to destabilize Libya and sent arms to anti-Gaddafi Islamists. Libya today is a smoldering charnel house. Neoliberals like her are so martial, so military-centered, that her primary opponent, the manic Donald Trump, a Republican, calls her, I kid you not, a warmonger. Worse still, he's right. As Hillary Clinton ascends to the imperial throne, it is her decision-making, not her gender, that is in question. Women once ruled the world. They may do so again. Let them rule with wisdom, compassion, and mercy, and not in pantsuits, clamoring with a game of death to just be one of the boys. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.